Is the Federal Reserve the economy's last best hope?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. It's another day after another market plunge. Investors are still reacting to Standard & Poor's U.S. debt downgrade, and the world is turning its eyes to the economic players who can help avert another financial crisis, such as central banks, like the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States. And it just so happens the Fed has a scheduled meeting this morning. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich explains.
The Fed's Open Market Committee last met in June. Things weren't exactly swell, but Chairman Ben Bernanke struck a classic, cautiously optimistic tone.
The economic recovery appears to be proceeding at a moderate pace, though somewhat more slowly than the committee had expected. We expect the unemployment rate to continue to decline.
This time, it'll take a lot more than cautious optimism to lift our spirits. Karen Petru of Federal Financial Analytics says the S&P downgrade has messed with our heads for 3 days now. The Fed needs to administer a big old dose of it's not so bad.
This was the equivalent of S&P shouting fire in a crowded theater, and the Fed has got to figure out a way to calm people down. That's not its strong suit. It's never been good at doing that before.
The Fed's usual policy tools can't do much with interest rates already near zero. One significant thing the Fed could do is a third round of quantitative easing, where it buys bonds to pump money into the U.S. economy. But analysts say not to expect any major moves like that this afternoon. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are mixed at the moment and on a bit of a rebound after earlier losses. The German DAX was down 6% earlier today. It's down just about 1% now. Hong Kong shares lost some traction today, too, more than 5%. The Labor Department said today productivity fell in the latest quarter by about a fraction of 1%, and it's the first back-to-back drop in productivity since 2008. Wall Street yesterday, markets fell 5 to 7 points. The Dow plunged 634 points to close at 10,809. With all of the uncertainty going on, investors are watching Europe to draw clues as to what to expect on Wall Street today. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with that. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
How would you describe, I just mentioned what was going on in Germany, today's roller coaster ride we call the stock markets?
Incredibly volatile. I mean, many European markets opened higher this morning after Asian markets had recovered some of their losses overnight. But then we saw the Dow futures price plunge, and that took European markets down with it, like mountaineers all roped together falling off a cliff. They've since managed to find a toehold and claw back into positive territory. So, yes, very volatile.
What should we be hoping for, Stephen, to reassure folks and to calm these markets?
Investors want some sign that Europe and the US are dealing with their debt problems. Mike Lenhoff of stockbrokers Brewin Dolphin says investors are looking for clear direction.
The markets are really trying to, I guess, get their cue from some leadership, but in searching for it, it just isn't there. So in the absence of it all, the momentum for the moment is, and the traffic is, one way.
And he says investors are now looking for leadership to the U.S. to that meeting by the Fed.
Well, we heard Jeff Horwich earlier talk about what the Fed could do. What are global investors hoping for out of that meeting?
Well, at least I think they want the Fed to make clear that U.S. interest rates will remain low for a considerable period of time so the U.S. avoids slipping back into recession, which would be very damaging for the global economy.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to health care for all Californians.
London's police commissioner today said there are no plans to call in the military after big riots there. After 3 nights of vandals and looters setting fires to buildings and stealing from businesses all across parts of the city there. The rioters are mostly young people who police are calling hooligans, and they're using technology to get in touch with one another and to plan their next attacks. Ian McKenzie is the BBC's technology editor. He's with us now from London. Hi, Ian.
Good morning.
We've heard that the rioters are using all different kinds of technologies to communicate and plan targets. Is that what's really going on?
Well, certainly this is what we've been hearing from a few senior police officers and senior politicians. They're calling this the social networking riots, Twitter in particular, and also the BlackBerry Messenger system being singled out as mechanisms that some of these rioters are using to incite others, to call in other people to come and join them, and also to coordinate their efforts when they're out on the street of an evening.
I imagine police have different technologies too. Do they have a step up, do you think?
What we're seeing here, according to some of the experts that I've spoken to here, is a real turning of the tables, if you like, that in the past it's been police who've been able to communicate and coordinate in a very fast, dynamic way. But now young people have all of these technologies at their disposal to coordinate their movements. And in some senses, they're using that to outpace the police.
Have tech companies responded to this? Are they doing anything to help law enforcement?
Now, we have a piece of legislation which enables law enforcement to approach communications companies like BlackBerry and obtain subscriber information if it relates to criminality. But I've been speaking to a lawyer this morning who said they really would need specific identities. They can't just go out and do a trawl for everyone who's mentioning particular keywords.
The BBC's Ian McKenzie, the technology editor there. Ian, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, a group of Belgian scientists says fatty comfort foods help people feel better. Doctors played sad music and showed pictures of sad people to a group of volunteers and fed half of those people high-fat foods and the other half a placebo. The people who ate the fatty foods stayed cheerful. Now, researchers say it dates back to the Stone Age when fat was essential for survival. Survival, of course, is the mantra these days at the stock market. So given the latest happenings on Wall Street, I say go ahead, eat those French fries, and top it off with a chocolate milkshake, too. It may make the world a happier place. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. We're online at marketplace.org. You can get the podcast there and check the numbers throughout the day, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad apps.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.